Welcome to Let's Get Into It,
the podcast where we get into relationships, careers, and community. I'm Katrina Joe.
And I'm Sarah, and we are your hosts. So let's get into it.
Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on all platforms. For any inquiries or sponsorship requests, please visit letsgetintoitpod.com.
We are in
New York City, baby.
New York City. Sarah is here.
I'm in BK.
She's in the flesh. Again, we were just in Miami together. And now we're in New York.
Yes.
Make sure you don't mess up the hair. I got the hair dig, girl.
I'm so sorry. But we've always talked about doing this.
Crazy.
It's where our group chat started. It was called Sex and the City. We are now recording in the city.
Yes. And we always wanted a living room vibe.
Yeah.
We were trying to create that. I remember when we were getting like the coffee mugs
and the
plants like to put on the desk the first time we were recording.
Succulents for days.
I actually still have that box in my closet here.
That's
And even when we were at Heartbeat Studios, we were trying to bring in like pillows and blanket. Like it was, we always wanted the living room vibe, and here we are.
Snap.
Yes, we are in the living room, and we are so excited to talk to you guys today. We have another topic that came in from one of our listeners, and we thought this was extremely interesting.
It is, and it goes deep, y'all.
Yeah, we had to have a little regroup prior to recording and filming this for you guys, because we were like, hold on. It really made us think about our relational history, and y'all know we love talking about relationships.
We don't ever do.
But this topic is about rebounding, whether it's rebounding from relationship to relationship. How do you rebound? How should you not rebound? All of the above.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when we were talking about it, it's like when you rebound, you're trying to replace something that you lost, right? If it's a relationship, a situationship, whatever it is, you lost it. So you're searching for it instantly. You want like the instant grab of it. But if you love yourself and love the space you're in, do you need to rebound then? Because are you more content and you can heal from that relationship before you jump in something else, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, something we talked about is the difference, and we've had other episodes about this where, you know, the difference of dating from your 20s to your 30s.
Yeah.
And this same topic kind of correlates there because there's a huge difference, at least for me, I'm speaking for myself, about the work I had done on myself in the 20s, which was none, and the work that I've done on myself in my 30s and the way that that translates in relationships. Right.
Yeah.
So I at first thought, oh, I rebounded in my 20s for sure. And KJ called me out and was like, but did you? Because you didn't really have full on relationships. You know, I was dating.
Yeah.
So I would be dating this guy or dating this guy.
Yeah.
And then to not, you know, increase what do people call it?
Increase the, you know, the body count.
Yeah. You just kind of like recycle, right? So like, it never ended badly. It just kind of ended. They popped back up. Cool. You know, and that was kind of how I dated in my 20s. And so at first I thought, I'm like, oh, well, I rebounded after my situationships or whatever you want to call them. Like they weren't relationships. And you were like, but was that really a rebound? And I hadn't really thought about it. And I'm like, you know, I guess not. So I don't really think I've ever really rebounded.
Yeah, I don't.
And you don't rebound. You're a relationship person. And you don't rebound relationship to relationship because there's spaces in between.
Yeah, I do take spaces in between. I've always been, or I used to be, a very much serial monogamous. So I was always in relationships. Going back to like high school days, I was in relationships, even college. When I moved to San Diego and then when I moved to LA, but I do know that my levels of healing were usually sparked sometimes unwillingly through trauma or like tragic relationship, like breakups, like extreme heartbreak. Trauma. So I remember trauma. So I remember my first relationship in LA was extremely traumatic. And that was the first time in my life that I took a year in between any type of male energy, no dating, no anything. And then I, you know, before my next relationship. So
those year breaks.
Yeah. And even in between, even, yeah, even in my younger days, like I was never the one to just like have a fling. I was always in a relationship. But so I wouldn't necessarily call them rebounds. I would,
if you weren't taking space in between, but because you took space in between, there are people that we both know that jump relationship. And then all of a sudden you're like, you've been broken up for a week.
Yeah.
How are you already in another relationship and claiming like that this is, you know, how did you even heal? How did you have time to even heal from what happened before?
Yeah.
To get into the new one. Right.
Right.
So you can rebound relationships. I do think people do that.
Yeah. And I also like, you know, I do know people that get out of a relationship or are working through a breakup, and then they may meet up with someone from their past or maybe a new guy that they met or a new woman that they met, and they may have a fun night on the town, you know, and it's sure. And it's a very casual thing, but that casual thing may repeat. And therefore I classify that as like, oh, this is your rebound. And sometimes that could get tricky when you feel like you can evolve that rebound into something like, you know, a relationship when you're not fully healed.
Yeah, you're not ready for a relationship, yeah, but you're already making something into one.
Yeah, from your previous relationship. And I think that all just really stems down to a level of self-awareness as well as self-love. Sure. There also has to be a level of courage there.
Ooh.
Because I think, and I know firsthand, that is extremely, extremely hard and painful. We talk about this as well, to make the decision to sit with yourself in between relationships, heartbreaks, whatever it may be, to be alone and to really feel alone, even though you may not necessarily be alone. You have friends, you have family.
Yeah. But in that love space, you're alone.
Yes. Like, especially if you lived with that person or if you were together for a very long time, like there's a huge hole there in your life, you know, whether it could be something as easy as going to the grocery store that reminds you of them, or it could be, you know, your favorite restaurant that you go to. It could be your morning routines or your weekend routines. So just really kind of getting back to self requires a huge level of courage to sit with yourself so that you do not rebound.
And to, you know, there's, like we said, there's people who rebound consistently and that's like what they do and they don't recognize it. So imagine then finding that out that you do. And now not only are you having to deal with the relationship, but you're also having to then not rebound, which is your safe space. It's what you do that makes you feel good. Like the self-work is so critical. And we brought up trauma quickly, but I do think that there's a level of pain that you don't necessarily recognize or notice that can also guide your relational journey, right? And, you know, we've talked about that. We haven't really touched on mine that much, but there is a level of, you know, trauma healing that I've went through recently. And I think it was so deeply traumatic that it set me into a stage of growth and healing that happened so quickly. Like I went from one frame of mind to an entirely different one very fast. And because I had set myself up with the self-work already. And all I needed was like that final push to really get to the next level. And there's something beautiful in the trauma because I feel like there was a level of healing that happened that I couldn't have gotten on my own, even though I thought I was there.
Yeah. 100%.
So with people who have these like consistent, like, cycles, maybe we'll call them relationship cycles.
Yeah.
There could be a deeper rooted reason as to why they're rebounding or recycling or, you know, whatever the case may be. And if you aren't self-aware enough to recognize that and to pay attention to why do I feel this way and how could I not feel this way again? Right. If you don't know how to do that, you're going to continue the same cycle of recycling or rebounding, whatever word you want to use.
100%.
So I know our listener was just wanting kind of like a general topic about it. That's kind of like, I think our stances on it is it's, you know, if you notice it, or if your friend, like if you notice that your friend keeps doing this, it doesn't hurt to kind of have a conversation with them and be like, what have you done to heal in this period of time? Like,
there's also friends that don't necessarily always want to hear it. I feel like,
I think most of the time they don't.
Yeah. I'm usually the friend. I have two friends in mind that I know that are literally like, Katrina, we heard your voice. Like I hear your voice, and I am that friend that like will ask the hard questions and usually gives the advice that some of my girls don't want to hear.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But I encourage that. Like, I also want that from, you know, for myself. Like, yeah. I want, if I'm doing something, I want my girls to be like, so does this align
right
with the life that you want right now?
Yeah.
You know, like, ask me the hard shit. And I think you touched on, you know, the trauma area that kind of really shifted your healing and your perspective and your mind frame. And every time that I had those incidents that happened where I had to literally like bunker down, yeah. like put on the fucking life vest and like do the hard work. Even with friends, I was annoyed with myself. I was just talking about this to Storm last week, who was on a previous episode. So yes. If you haven't checked out that episode, go and listen to it. But with my previous relationship, that was extremely traumatic, that I did take another 11 months in between. I got to a level of embarrassment with myself. I was fucking tired of being the girl with the fucking crazy relationship, traumatic shit happening, where I was fucking annoyed of hearing my shit. Like, okay, Katrina, another fucking guy, da da da. Oh, you missed these red flags, or you know, all this like,
you gotta pay attention to the flag.
And I get it. Sometimes we run towards the red flag. Sometimes they're exciting.
It was my type for a while.
Sometimes they're orange. They're not necessarily
red. Was my red. Type for a while.
Yes, yes. You know, we have those phases. But like, it got to a point where I didn't even want to vent. I didn't want to talk about it because I was sick of myself. I was sick of hearing it. I'm like, if I'm fucking annoyed with myself, right. I know my girls are tired of hearing this. So I had to take it upon myself and in my own hands of like, okay, I need to do the work. Cause as much as we want to be like, oh, I dated a fuckboy, at the end of the day,
you welcome that energy.
At the end of the day, yes. But also at the end of the day, in all of our own individual previous relationships, we are a common denominator. So we also have a responsibility of taking, you know, yeah, I'm taking responsibility for what we also contributed or what we chose to put up with, what we chose to turn, an eye to. So I was like, okay, I needed to look at myself as well. I was tired of being fucking annoying and being that girl. And sometimes it may be a situation that pushes you towards that, or maybe something in yourself where you're like, I'm fucking annoyed with myself as well. And that's what kind of pivoted me as well to get to a different space. And we just talked about this when you just came over, of like different levels of like boundaries and standards, like what we want, what we don't want, what we're willing to put up with, what we know we can contribute.
And that can take time. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for me, I was always very like chill vibes, you know, whatever. And now I'm like, no, like, I know what I want. I'm not going to take less than that. I'm not going to tolerate it. That's just not it. And that I got to that point by doing the work. So if someone is consistently in a cycle, like you said, look introspectively, like, what is the problem? Because you can really only blame yourself. And that's kind of shitty to say, but it's something to pay attention to.
And if you're rebounding, there's something you don't want to
deal with
or address. You are running from something that you...
You're a track star.
She's a runner. She's a track star. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, if you are rebounding time and time again, there's something there that you definitely need to heal. There's something there that probably really hurts you, that makes you maybe a little bit insecure, that's very uncomfortable. And that's the heart of what you need to tap into
and to work on.
Yeah. And as we get older, like,
isn't it great how things just like make more sense?
Yes, they do. They do make more sense. It
gets better.
It does get better, but also it's a lot easier for, I feel, for me to call myself out on shit and to call other people out on shit. So
I'm just good at calling anyone on anything.
You're good at calling any shit. No. Yes.
No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, you know, if you see your friends rebounding, if you kind of see yourself in a cycle, call yourself out. Call your girl out, call your homeboy out, Like, let's break generational curses. Let's fucking
absolutely
like start a freaking streak of healthy and progressive relationships. Let's start healthy communities, like double dates, group dates, all of that, because it's necessary.
Yeah.
And it's needed.
And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, besties, have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? L, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, you guys, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world, focused on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse the full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
You are never done working on yourself.
Never.
So if you recognize that you're in one of these cycles that's not healthy, pull yourself out of whatever environment that is. Do a, I'm not dating for 12 months. I'm celibate for 12 months. Mm-hmm. Like, it is life-changing when you take a celibacy period.
Yeah, it's kind of like Bikram yoga, okay? It's like, no, it really is. For me, I go into Bikram yoga.
I don't.
And I am... like, why did I do this? This is painful. I want to cry. I'm not going to make it. I can't breathe. This hurts. All these things. You look at the clock. It's only been 45 minutes and it's an hour. It's all of the things. And you're like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. This is too hard. It hurts. All of it. You're just looking at the clock. Like, how much time has gone by? I'm not going to get through this.
It has been 5 minutes.
Yes. And then you get to that hour and a half. And you finish that class and you feel brand fucking new. It's like a new person. You're like, this is wonderful. I can breathe. I feel light. I'm glowing. I took off the excess weight. I have room. I can stretch. I can move my body. That is what it is like. Okay.
Are we selling Bikram yoga?
No, we are not. But that is literally.
I think that's a great analogy.
Yes. Like, what that time of like, introspection and fucking sitting by yourself and literally getting to the heart of what the fuck like you need to heal. It is literally that, because it is not a happy, easy breezy fucking, it is not an easy, happy journey at all.
No.
But at the end, you are like reborn. You were like, oh,
it feels
so great.
Yeah. It feels like, I don't know. For
like
me,
you got out of Bikram.
I mean, for me, I was like, it just feels like what took me so long? Like, why did it take me so long to get here? And I really think you have to trust the journey. You have to trust in God's timing. I truly believe that. But I wish that God's timing was younger. Like, I wish that.
I mean, I feel like you might. Younger. I feel like if you would have looked back, there might have been signs. Because we can all be hard-headed.
There were so many signs. Yeah, so, I wish that like the realization for me happen faster, but you know what can you do?
It's, you know, all on God's timing.
It's here now.
All, yes, it timing. Is.
I had a little tickle on my nose.
So go take a Bikram class. So you can fully understand the, you know, the experience that you're talking about. No, but for real, like literally
internalize.
Yes.
And
Do the work.
Do the work.
Don't rebound.
I mean, I'm a don't rebound mentality.
I'm a don't rebound too. Because I also, wait, hold on. I know you got a point too.
Yeah.
I truly believe that a rebound only prolongs your actual healing and progression.
Yes. I could see that. I can also see how if that's what's going to make you feel better and you need to do that to be able to like recognize that though and start the work. Does that make sense? Like
yes.
There's people who like don't recognize anything and they just do actions.
Yeah, but that also like we I'm said like okay, comes with a level of self-awareness
yeah.
that takes time to get to when you do the work.
Yeah.
And it's all full circle.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes what do they say? You need to get under someone to get over someone.
Yeah.
Maybe you just needed that to jumpstart you. I'm not going to fault you for that, but I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah. I think it prolongs the actual healing.
Yeah. It's like, just read a book.
No, but really, because I read like 5 million books.
Yeah, but seriously, yes. read a book.
Yeah.
It'll help.
Read a book, pick up a podcast.
We have a lot you can listen to.
Yes, we do. 100%.
Go in the archives.
Go to the gym.
Listen to some Fed work.
Ground yourself in spirituality.
And listen to some Fed work.
And listen to some Fed work. 100%.
Shameless plug.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you guys for bringing in another topic. This one was super fun. And I love getting into deep shit about relationships and introspection. So please keep them coming.
Yes.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let's Get Into It. We hope that you enjoyed it. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on all platforms. For any inquiries or sponsorship requests, please visit letsgetintoitpod.com.